Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Laugh in the Face of Evil. If evil be said of thee, and it be true, correct thyself. If it be a lie, laugh at it. Epictetus. When I read this quote, of course, the first thing that came to my mind was, I laugh in the face of evil. So I want to start with that part of this quote first. How often do we let others' opinions of us upset us? How often do we let the things that they say about us define us? If somebody says something that's a lie about you, why should we get upset about it? I mean, that's their opinion about the situation. And if it is just their opinion, then it's not true, then we should be able to simply laugh at it. Now, getting back to the first part of the quote, before we simply dismiss something as a lie, we need to make sure that we take time to examine it and decide if there's any truth in it. Because things aren't always black and white. And the truth is that sometimes we're going to make mistakes. We're not going to do things right all the time. And so we are going to hurt other people. We're going to do things that are selfish or that maybe upset others. So we need to decide if we acted with integrity. And either way, we should be willing to own what it is that we did or said. And if somebody does point out a flaw, we should be thankful because now we know what to correct. And if what the other person said about you is patently false, rather than get upset, we can simply let it go. Now, on the surface, this is telling us that we should own our actions and that we shouldn't let others' opinions bother us, especially if they're about something that's not true. But if we dig a little deeper into this, what this quote is also telling us is that we need to make sure that we deal with reality as it is and not as we want it to be. And the reality is that we will make mistakes. We're not perfect. And there's going to be times where we don't hold up our principles very well and that we hurt other people and we do things that are kind of crappy. And oftentimes we don't want to see that because our ego gets in the way. So we may try to justify the thing that we did. But what we need to do is step up and own our actions and own our choices. And even if we did make a bad choice or a bad action, we should be willing to own that because that's part of having integrity. That's part of being a good person. And we should be willing to take responsibility for the outcome of our actions. But we need to be careful not to take responsibility for somebody else's reaction to our actions. If we acted with integrity and they reacted in a way that was very poor and they're blaming us for their response, then that's something we shouldn't take responsibility for because everybody is in charge of their own opinions, their own emotions, and their own actions. Remember, we should be grateful for our enemies because oftentimes they're the only ones that tell us the truth. And if they don't tell the truth, then we can laugh in the face of evil. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. Do you have a question or a topic that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee and scroll down to the bottom of the front page and you can send me a message. And I'll do my best to answer your question based upon Stoic principles. Also, if you could do me a favor and leave me a review on iTunes, Google Play, or on Radio Public, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and remember, amor fati, amor coffee. Love fate, love coffee.